Blog Talk Radio.
This meeting is being recorded. You are muted. You can mute or unmute yourself by pressing star 6.
You have been added to the waiting room. You cannot talk or listen until the host admits you to the meeting.
We
you
really
are muted. You
can
mute
Sandy,
or unmute yourself by pressing
and
star 6.
And we brainstorm. What are we looking at? Let's. What do we use? Open your pantry. What do you see?
at that time, I think we really wanted to invest in local, like Michigan things. Because I remember we did the book, Borders books, and I think that was really good for us, that one. And then we just expanded. We had people that were tech savvy in the club as well, and they kind of helped us with some of the other things that we had to do. So it was a group. It was a nice group of ladies. I have to say that.
So being an investment club founded in Michigan, you starting with 13 women. What year did you start? And let's do quick introduction, starting with Lynn and Sandra, and then we can go around to everyone else, just stating your name and the year you joined Baker's Dozen.
Okay, I'll start. Well, I was part of the inception, so that was in the summer of 1995. And I live in Brighton, Michigan, and I'm thrilled. As I said, I wish I'd known when I was much, much younger. Looking back on that, I'm delighted that
you're still
I had
young.
That opportunity. Yeah, right. Thanks, Sandy.
I started right after Lynn. I think she and a few ladies had already started and was looking for some more members, and I worked with two ladies that were interested in it, and they just dragged me along, and I joined, and I really enjoyed it.
So I joined, I think, maybe in 2011, 2012, I'm not quite sure. At this point, of course, I was already the CEO of Better Investing, and actually, I had gone to several local Michigan chapter stock events that the chapter would host. And I kept running into, you know, the same couple of women all the time. We'd always have lunch together and have a great time and so forth. And so, of course, third time's a charm. After I sat down and had lunch with the same two women for the third time, I said, you guys wouldn't be interested in having, you know, a new member join your club, would you? And they said, oh, yes. So that's how I joined Baker's Dozen. Although, of course, I was quite insistent that they go back. And I think it was Lynn and Mary Beth Gianap, who is our treasurer, were the women that I kept meeting all the time. Although Sandy and I think it was Liz was also attending these same meetings, but we always happened to be sort of sitting at different tables and so forth as we were going through these stock luncheons and breakfasts and so forth. But I my comment was, well, you just need to make sure that everybody knows, you know, that I'm the CEO of Better Investing because, you know, we're probably, once I come on board, I'm going to ask that we do, you know, kind of do things in a certain way. So, so fortunately, everybody was amenable to me joining the group, and I've enjoyed it ever since. It's been great, and I also have a family investment club, but I really enjoy participating with Baker's Dozen. So, Brad, why don't you go next? I think you're the next one who is currently on the list.
Oh, I was going to leave the newbie to the end.
Well, but Brad is the next one who comes in.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry. Eric is the next one. Sorry about that, Brad.
No problem. I haven't been in that long. So I joined in 2017. It's my father-in-law is actually in an AIC investment club, Better Investing, in Cleveland. And he had mentioned it. And I was getting close to paying off student loans and realized that it would be good to maybe know how to invest my money a little bit. And so I looked up our local model club, which is BI Brighton, and stumbled into Lynn there. And so my friend Michael and I were talking to Lynn, and she said, hey, you know, I have this club, and it's, you know, a half hour closer to where you live. would you be interested in coming to our club? And so that's how I got roped in.
And then I'm next, I think. So I think I have been a member since October of 2019. Lynn seems to be a common denominator. I went to an all-day affair in Flint, Michigan. I was concerned because my husband and I are approaching retirement, and our investment nest egg had kind of wasn't growing. We dealt with a lot of salespeople. And so I was trying to educate myself. So I went to this one-day event in Flint, and Lynn sat down with me and talked to me about an investment club. And my mom actually had been in the club back in the 80s. And so I was very amenable to it. So that's how I ended up at Baker's Dozen.
Eric, before you go, I'm just going to put a plug in for the Better Investing magazine. Anybody that's a Better Investing member, please check out the newly released March 2021 issue of the Better Investing magazine, because it does a wonderful job of featuring some of our earliest and even some newest women investment clubs that that have been around since Better Investing founded. Go ahead, Eric. Oh, Lynn, I think she wanted to say something.
I was going to say I didn't acknowledge that, but our dear sweet Cammie is on the cover with other assorted women on that magazine. That's very exciting, Cammie.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, celebrating 70 years this year of Better Investing history. So that's very exciting, and the magazine is definitely trying to shout that out and to celebrate the history of the organization. So my name's Eric, and Cammie actually invited me to this club. I work with Better Investing on marketing team, and was working directly with Cammie, and she would always tell me about her clubs, and she would be like, it's wonderful, there's some younger people. It's a great group. There's engineers. You'd fit right in. You should come and join. And so she invited me, and it's been a pleasure getting to know everybody. I am the youngest member. In fact, I'm not even an official member. So next week we're having my my vote. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that everything will go well. But it's been great to get to know people and to really be in a greater community of investing and understanding the processes and just being able to talk with people kind of outside of my work sphere.
You know, one of the things that's really great about our club is that we take the time to talk not only about our portfolio, but the stocks that are on our watch list. And then if anybody has any other stock ideas that we want to throw around and get people talking about. So some of the stocks we talk about, honestly, as a club, we are not interested in adding them to our portfolio. However, having the conversation about the stock and going through the analysis that the club partner has put into the analysis that they've done and the background on that particular stock is always very enlightening. And because there are times when, you know, different members will decide, geez, the club doesn't want to buy this stock, but I might consider it for my own personal portfolio. So I think from that standpoint, it's been really great. And the other thing I've noticed is that our club likes to do a lot of industry studies, which is a great way for us to learn as a group about a particular industry. And so Lynn and I had actually done one, I don't know, about 6 or 8 weeks ago about the airline industry. I don't know, Lynn, why don't you share with the group what, you know, kind of a little bit about what our process was and what our main takeaways were from that discussion.
Well, the online tools are fabulous. The Better Investing, the stock selection guide, and it sorts things for you. And it's just such an easy way to search for stocks. We put what we're looking for. We're looking for growth company. We're looking for better than 5% sales. It has several different criteria there, and you can tweak it or tell it what you want. The industry we're looking at was the airline industry, and it just pops out like, boom, just like that. There you have probably there were 14 or 16, I think, companies that had to do with the airlines, not just the obvious, you know, the Delta and the Southwest. And there's Air Lease, too, which is in the same industry, which they lease planes. They've been, what am I trying to say, Cammy? Hang on. I just feel like I'm rambling a little bit. But we narrowed it down. Okay. We narrowed it down by doing just a quick SSG and looking for lines that were up straight and parallel with our sales, our growth, earnings. And then we would, by looking at the numbers, making sure that they're growing consistently and they're sustaining a nice line. It's the lines on our SSG. It's a visual. Then we want to dig into that stock just a little further. So with the airlines, we came down to five, Southwest and American Airlines, Delta Airlines. Let me think. American, sorry, I'm not quick with this. And we compared them to each other. We did the stock selection guides. We read up on them. We there's research available also on our online tools that you can put a research tab, and it quickly links you over to Morningstar Feed, MSN Money, Yahoo Finance. It's just so easy. It's so user-friendly. And you can research the companies and read. You can read hours and hours on each company until you get a feel for
I just want to interject. I started laughing just a tad, Lynn, because I literally just yesterday recorded an 18-minute video walking. Well, I did it by myself, but it was for the benefit of the Model Club, because we're just now doing sector presentations. And wanted to really do a really short condensed version of this, the stock screener tool, which you just walked us through. So anybody using or new to the online Better Investing tools, it's the magnifying glass. So if you hit the magnifying glass, there are some predefined screens. You can come up with your own screener, which is what Lynn talked about. And then once you get a sort of, I should say, an assortment like Baker's Dozen of really good stock, then you can do a quick SSG from one of those. And once you have the SSG up, if you go to the research tab, there is a whole host of additional resources that is linked, Morningstar, Zax, Yahoo Finance, amongst a whole other host of things. So with that being said, I do want to ask Eric, though, with you being one of the newest members or soon-to-be members, talk to us a little bit about what that process is, joining an existing club, never having been in a club before. You know, did you feel intimidated joining a group that's been around almost 30 years? And how did you feel about the trial process? Because just like they are kind of evaluating you, I'm sure you're evaluating them and wanting to see if you really want to go forward with joining Baker's Dozen.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So I, like so many other people, went to the Brighton Model Club as well. So I kind of had the experience there of going out to a club and being a part of some investment fests around the area. So I had a good idea of what a club meeting was and how it functioned. But I wouldn't say I was intimidated. I think I would say that I was excited to join a club that had a history of investing, that had knowledge behind it, and that really knew what was going on and followed the better investing methodology. Was really important to me. And it's been great getting to know everybody and attending the meetings. And, you know, being in a pandemic, we've only gotten to do a few Zoom calls, but we did get to do a nice socially distanced Christmas party. So it's great to have the social side of things as well. And as Cammie said, just be able to talk about stocks. You know, the last meeting we were talking about the GameStop I don't know. I want to call that a pandemic too.
Debacle.
Yeah, maybe that's a good word.
Yes.
Gamble maybe is a good word. So it's fun because I get those questions too, especially from family of, hey, what stocks are you investing in? What are you looking at? And so I always encourage them, hey, why don't you think about joining a club? Or why don't we think about making a family club ourselves? So that's kind of the conversations that we're having or I'm having.
And before I answer, before I ask the next question to you, Eric, I do want to point people to the Better Investing homepage, which is betterinvesting.org, all spelled out, of course. And if you want Better Investing's view on what happened with GameStop and AMC and COS and some of the other short squeeze stocks, right at the top of the homepage, there's going to be a Market Madness article by our very own Doug Gerlach. So my next question to you, Eric, is were you an individual investor before joining Baker's Dozen? And if that was the case, how has joining an investment club really enhanced your own personal portfolio? And also how has joining Better Investing, I know you work for BI, but, you know, in terms of being a member and using the tools, how has that also helped your investment strategy as an individual investor?
Yeah, so I was an investor. I'm still pretty new to the investing world, so utilizing you know, just common apps like Robinhood to look at the market and see what's going on. And, you know, for me, it was really putting kind of what I do day in and day out to practice and looking at the SSGs and looking at the studies and doing the research and, you know, just kind of forcing myself to be in that world. Was really helpful. And then I think joining an investment club is just that next level of accountability. That's the part that I like about it is that, you know, somebody is going to be like, hey, where's that study? So it's just, I kind of think of it as weight loss, you know, like it's so much better to do it with a friend because you're going to have that encouragement and you're going to have the support in the community. And that's the part for me that has been encouraging me of looking and then even getting some stock ideas or knowing, you know, like, okay, let's look at Delta, let's look at Air Lease and kind of hearing the judgment and the rationale from seasoned investors has been a really fun part.
And Bradley, I want to ask you that same question.
Yeah, it's. I was excited when you asked that. So in my own case, I had done, I would almost call it trading, a little bit of trading previously, and just had very negative experiences with that. And coming into the club, it was really great to be surrounded by people who have had experiences in this and understand what investing really is. And, you know, when I was new in the club and, you know, we were starting to see some market volatility, I think it was around the time the tariffs went up, right, and a bunch of things went down, and even now again with the pandemic. Those are things that previously would have gotten me really anxious and nervous, right? Because I was constantly checking the market and, just really fretting about that. And I found that being surrounded by experienced investors has given me a lot of confidence, and I don't worry so much about that stuff. And I trust in dollar cost averaging and not trying to time the market, right? And that it will even out. And, you know, the money I put in when it's down will make up for when things are up, right? And we're buying expensive shares. And so just the level of comfort that I have in investing now is fantastic. You know, it's people will, start talking to me about, oh, my gosh, what's going on with the market today? I'm like, yeah, it's okay. It's okay, don't worry. You know, it does work out. And so I just feel so much better about my investing thanks to, you know, people like Lynn and, you know, Sandy and Annie have been around and doing this so long, because if they are comfortable with this, then I find myself comfortable with it.
Are you a reformed trader, Bradley?
I didn't trade like that. It's more, gosh, I'm doing like penny stock kind of stuff. And, you know, it's in college.
What I'm doing,
right? So I see potential for big money, and it's almost like gambling, right?
Very much so. I'm so glad that you brought that perspective, because actually I want to say I have a pretty long memory. So I want to say you are actually the first to have admitted that and bring that perspective. And I think especially when you come into investing much younger, you are prone to be willing to take those types of risks. And that is also why I'm so excited to share Better Investing. Because in our youth, after we have sown our royal oats, I think that it is important to know that you can come to Better Investing and get a more solid foundation, instruction, and support based in quality investment education. Because, you know, at any age, it can work for you. But sometimes if you have a whole lot of ideas in your head, you have to go ahead and try your hand at it to see if that really works for you and if that's the lifestyle you want. Because with everybody moving to the market right now, I'm actually a little concerned about people's mental health because, you know, I don't think they realize what's really involved in trading and being tuned in and just the anxiety and the anxiousness and all the other not talked about things that play into strategy of making money or getting rich quick. So thank you, Bradley.
Yeah, I think it's interesting as well. I do think that we probably do better than a lot of people who do trading over a, you know, even medium or long time basis. I think that our returns are better than theirs.
Yeah, not to mention time to live your life the way you want to.
Yeah.
So, Sally, what has brought you to Baker's Dozen, and how has being a member of the club improved your overall, you know, investing strategy?
Well, like I said, our retirement nest egg was pretty stagnant, and it was it was at a time when it shouldn't have been. So I just needed to be educated, because I decided that the person who cares most about my money is going to be me. And so I went about trying to educate myself. I work in education. I was in commercial photography. I'm not a business type at all. So I took a class at the local community college and started going to things like that one day when I can't remember what it was in Flint, but it was like an all-day seminar Better Investing put on. And I mean, not to exaggerate, but it's totally turned things around for us. There's a lot of work that I had to do to fix things. And one of the big things I would say that I learned, though, is I wanted to work with somebody, because I'm not in charge of all of our money. I wanted to work with somebody who was interested in individual stocks, because so many investment advisors work in strictly mutual funds. And there was just something about individual stocks. So I found somebody with that mindset. And then also getting educated myself through Better Investing. It's fun, right? It's a a fun hobby to learn, invest, and watch things grow. So
I actually want to go a little deeper in your story, though, because anybody that's been around Better Investing for a long time, I think what we've all seen, and I can only speak from my own personal perspective, is that many people in your situation at a certain time in life, I'm going to call it 5 to 10 years away from retirement, mm-hmm. when they finally look to see what they thought they have, they don't. And the trust that they had put somewhere else was probably misguided. It's the biggest wake-up call of all. And we find a lot of that age group coming to Better Investing, joining Better Investing, and finally, more often than not, for the first time in their lives, taking that type of initiative to say, hey, I trusted somebody else, that even my job to have this pension for me or whatever the case may be. And now that didn't work. I have to learn this stuff. Talk to us a little bit about being of that age and, like you said, not having a math or a business background and learning it. And talk to us about, just what did you do? Attending classes in your chapter, immediately joining a club. How did you, in a sense, make that turn, and how long did it take? Because I want people to get a realistic view of, if they're just now having that wake-up call, being patient but also being persistent in the process.
So one of the biggest things was I took a class at the local community college, and it was put on by a guy who's a professional investor. But he did it over, it was like three sections, 4 weeks each. You could take one or you could take all of them. And he made it so that I was comfortable asking questions, because one of the issues I had too was not being a money person. I also believe, because I was female, some of the people I worked with, when I asked anything, they were so defensive and at times demeaning that you never wanted to ask the questions, or they made you feel stupid. And I just decided I wasn't stupid. I just needed to learn. So to fix some of the mistakes we made because we listened to people we trusted, I would say it took me a couple of years, because there were some things I needed to get out of. Then you need to get the money invested in the market, and then it doesn't just take off overnight. But I can say our life has done a 180 2 years later, because now I can see the next day growing because it's not all locked up. And that doesn't mean that everything's a winner, but I do have to say too, for Better Investing, so for the portion of it that I keep to myself to invest on my own, there's things that we haven't bought as a club. But by going to the meetings and listening, and I can't remember if it was Connor or Michael who did a presentation on Microsoft. And man, he did his presentation, and I'm like, that's a no-lose stock. So even though it didn't even go up for a buy at the club, I came home and bought it. And it's helping me make up for some of the losses that I've had, because some are winners, some are losers. So anyway, and so it's a great learning experience. And these are great people. These are people that I wouldn't necessarily interact with in my life because, I'm not an engineer and I don't work for a car company and Better Investing or anything. But it's just such a great way to get information. Diversity, I think, is so important. That's why I love that it's men and women now. And it makes you feel like you can talk about this stuff, even if it's not second nature to you.
One of the other questions I wanted to ask you, Sally, is how did the Better Investing education help equip you to ask of your newfound or newly hired investment advisor or financial planner, whatever his or her category is? The second question, too, is, the class that you attended at the community college, was that taught by a Better Investing member?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, he's a financial planner who's been doing it for years. But he's also a stockbroker. So he is talking, I mean, he taught about mutual funds and stocks and, you know, the whole gamut. And how has it helped me? I think that I still am learning a lot through Better Investing. I have a long way to go. I tend to pick the stocks that aren't up straight and parallel. Mine aren't doing all this. But it just gives me confidence that I do have knowledge. Everyone can have knowledge. That's one of the things I love about Better Investing, right? It's an educational group, and the idea is to educate everyone, and you don't have to be a finance person. You know, like my mom did it back. It was probably the late 70s or 80s. I didn't have to look to see if she, her club's in that magazine. But it's very empowering, you know. So just the idea of being empowered when you're talking to other people, especially professionals, is helpful.
And I think it makes all the difference. Sandra, my question for you is, when you started with Baker's Dozen, near the founding of Baker's Dozen, did you imagine that the club would be where it is right now back then?
Not really. Well, I couldn't imagine anything about it because the club has evolved into a completely different type of club than I started. And I like it like it is because it's more diversified. And I like that we have younger members in there because I like being around young people. They have more ideals and they know more about what's going on in the world. You know, they're just more, I just kind of lap up on things that they are doing and not say, oh, they're too young to know and all that. I'm not like that. I'm not an older person like that. I feed off of the young people. And I really like the fact that we have some younger people in the club now because we were really a lot of the same age too. And we had the same ideals about not doing it this way and not doing it that way. And these young people came in and just blew it out. Blew all our little things out. So it was really nice that... we have a more diversified. And then back then it was more of a social club too, because we went from house to house to house to house. And we all had to host like once a year or so. So we got to know the families, you know, the kids, you know. Man has a child that I was just in love with, her daughter. She was so cute. She was only like 2 or 3 years old. And now she's graduated from college and everything. It was nice to see her grow up like that. It was really nice.
So, Miss Sandra, I'm going to guess that you are retired.
Yes, because I was telling them, you can see all these boxes in the background. I'm in the process of moving to an assisted living. So we sold the house. So we're closing later on this month. And we're moving to an assisted living because it's just too much for us to take care of the house now. So we want our freedom.
And you're still going to stay in the club.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So just because you're moving to assisted living doesn't mean that you're leaving us.
No, no. I'm just moving from really 2 miles up the road.
You have more time to do studies now, right?
Yes.
And so I wanted to ask too, Ms. Sandra, since you have been in the club with Lynn, I would say for the longest, how has being a member of Better Investing and also a member of Baker's Dozen helped to prepare you for retirement? We don't have usually a lot of much older guests on the show, but I do want to hear from your experience about how this investment experience really help prepare you financially for the retirement life that you're living right now?
Well, my husband is not into investing at all. So I was doing this on my own. And the club really helped me with, because I was able to get ideas from them. And like I think Eric or Brad said, sometimes the club doesn't buy something, but you still like it and you buy it anyway. And yes, my private portfolio has really been enhanced by being in a club. So that's why we can afford to move to assisted living.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Choices.
Yes.
Miss Ann?
You caught me. I listen, I'm stuck on what Sandra said about enhance, and I was writing the word actually because I like that word, and then you brought up the word choices. And so I'd like to, ask of each of you, what's next for each of you as relates to either your investment education or service or giving? Because one of the things I think many of us learn early on, we learn how to invest. Then we learn how to make the money grow. And I think that as we age, we get to that point to where it's important now to begin to learn how to give it away. So whether that means to family, to your foundation, or some kind of, something that's on your heart in the spirit of service, whatever, or might be, and Cammie, I don't know if we have, do we have a BI foundation for youth or something like that for individuals who may want to leave something behind? Anyway, just that's a vision. So what, if each of you can just share, maybe start with you, Sandra, what does that look like in terms of that other side, in terms of, giving it away?
Well, I'm a person who likes to give. So, I mean, to me, the give is better than the receive, always. So I've always been a giver. And that would be ideal for me if they had a foundation like that, that we could just maybe once a year or once a month invest in. And that would maybe help some of the young people start their clubs. I tried to start one at my church one time, but, if you don't have the parents that are educated as well, it's kind of hard to do.
Thank you. Thank you. So who would like to go next, Lynn?
Sure. I don't have a plan. I live one day at a time. Although my husband and I are, like Sally, we are preparing to retire, and we took a good hard look at things, and we thought there was a pot of gold at the end of our rainbow, and that's not the case. So I've gotten very creative on my own, thanks to the better investing methodology and the just the plethora of information that's available for me. But watching the money grow, I've learned that every stock is not a winner. And like Sally said too, might not meet the club criteria, but it's certainly interesting to try on your own. What I like to say though is that you don't have to be rich to invest. And I've spoken with people about my club and they're excited about it. They said, "Well, I don't have money to invest for my children that are, they don't have money." I said, "Well, but it's money that you won't miss if you put it away." I guess this is for me, watching it grow and having winners, having chosen the stock that does very well, but it's taking small little nibbles of it. It's not like investing thousands of dollars in one stock, and I think that's a misconception. It's to have a cross-section of industries, very important, a cross-section of sectors, different businesses, large, medium, small. And no stock, I don't think, is ever going to be just your grand winner. I mean, one will outweigh the others in your portfolio. And I think that the ticket, the key is to have more than a dozen stocks so that you've got those that they balance each other out. And again, what Brad said, you don't want to be watching it every day. Every day, just be patient. And it's quite rewarding. But in answer to the question, I think what I want to say is I would be leaving probably everything to our children. But if the pandemic, I would say, but that just seems like the obvious, it would be left in our trust for our family. However, if this COVID lifts anytime soon, we really had dreams of spending it all before the kids inherited. We don't want to leave anything behind.
Good. I like the sound of that. All right. I have to write that one down, man. All right, Cammy.
Yes. So for many of you may or may not know in the audience, I retired from Better Investing just about a year ago, just in time for the pandemic to start. So that was both a good news and a bad news story. And so to answer your question, Ann, about, this next, because I do spend some time thinking about what is this next phase of my life going to be, because I am not prepared to just sit around and not do anything. That's what basically I've been doing for the last year, as we're kind of waiting to get vaccinated and this and that and the other thing. And, I'm going through the roof. But anyway, so the way I think about it is, of course, I want to make sure that I have enough resources to take care of myself. I intend to live a good long life. And Better Investing has helped me accumulate enough resources to be able to do that. And as it turns out, I was trading some email messages with Ioni earlier today. I'm in the process of taking a look at some vacations that I would like to take in the next couple of years. And getting ready to start making those plans, because, again, those are the types of things that I really like to do. But I have also been thinking with more and more frequency since the beginning of the year, is that I really want to get into the space where I can do some volunteer work and, start participating with different organizations, more than just Better Investing. I mean, a lot of us do volunteer work with Better Investing, and that's great, but I'm interested in working with other organizations they add so much to our life and existence in terms of, what their particular mission is and so forth. So I'm looking to get involved in that more. And then as I start educating myself more about some of those types of things, start thinking about, well, what kinds of financial contributions can I make over and above what I already do today? I mean, I have a couple of organizations and causes that are kind of near and dear to my heart, but I'm really looking to kind of go beyond that a little bit. And for me, I'm someone who, I don't have any children and so on and so forth. So that's something that makes me feel like, makes me feel like I continue, in making a positive impact in the world. And of course, I dote on my extended family and so on and so forth. But I like to get out there and do other things as well. So that's what I think about as I take a look at this next phase. And Better Investing enables me to do that because it's helped me accumulate the money to have these options that we were talking about earlier to make some choices in terms of what I'd like to do with my life. If I didn't have those resources, I wouldn't be in the position to make those choices.
I only hit the nail on the head with the word choices. So thank you so much for that. Then we'll go to Sally, and then we'll go to the guy. Sally?
You know, I honestly, I would kind of just say what Cami did in the sense that, you know, better investing and investing helps you keep up with inflation, keeps the income coming in so that you have the ability to continue to fund the causes that you choose to do. So I guess I don't really think of it differently. I just think of it as a way to continue to have the income and possibly have the income grow so you can be more generous.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Brad?
For me, it's been developing some confidence that when I do go to retire in 30 years, or who knows, maybe even a little early, you know, the money will be there. And in having that confidence, it has freed us up to start giving more now. And another you know, big consideration in this is we're actually expecting our first kid at the end of May. Thank you. The silent class. And so I know there's going to be college to pay for and lots of expenses associated with that and kind of investing on their behalf for them. So, I am very happy that I can have confidence heading into that and know that we can, you know, have money set aside for college for them.
Perfect. Perfect. All right.
Thank you, Bradley.
Thank you.
Eric?
Yeah, I think I'm closer to Lynn where I live day by day. But, you know, for me getting into investing, I feel like I kind of started late. I feel like I'm kind of your typical millennial story of, you know, paying off student debt and building up the savings and, you know, kind of going through all the good financial habits before getting to the point to be able to invest. So I'm just right there on that borderline of starting to invest and starting to have some income. And like Lynn said, you know, you just can invest a small amount. And for me, it's really fun to see that small amount go a long way and to grow. So that's been my part. But yeah, long term, you know, it's retiring. It's being able to have those choices. It's being able to leave things over to my kids. Short term, the goal is to buy a house. So that's my current short term goal.
Thank you so much. I'm going to turn it back over to Ione. I want to remind everybody, please consider if you are not a member, you can still go to the betterinvesting.org website and participate in the 90-day free membership. And I want to thank you, Cami, again, over and over for reaching out to do that, because it has made a big difference. And for those of you who have already tried the 90-day membership, please make sure you go on and now become a financial member and make that investment in your future. All right, Ione?
Yes, so I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the entire Baker's Dozen. I just feel so warm having you all here. I'm so glad that you all agreed to be a guest on the show. I know everybody wants to cry that they're shy. I don't want to be on camera. I don't have anything to say. But I mean, this is one of the most diverse investment clubs we've ever interviewed. And from, you know, gender to age to ethnicity, I think that it was just wonderful hearing your story of the background, the impact of not just the club enhancing your lives, but Better Investing, being a member of Better Investing as an investment club, and how that has impacted your life. And I guess I have to do a special shout out to Lynn because she has quietly over the past 20 years kept plucking one by one just regular people and bringing them to Better Investing and bringing them to Baker's Dozen. And what you'll come to find if you hang out around us enough us being the Better Investing community, we tend to do that. Better Investing has played such a phenomenal role in all of our lives that if we can get to that part of the conversation, we're going to tell you about Better Investing and why you should consider it. I think that it is a phenomenal organization. We have the best volunteers in the world. And we, like Sally said, we really empower you, the person who may not have a math background, may not have a finance background, definitely doesn't have a business background, to be able to succeed in your own personal finances and build your own portfolio to allow you to live the type of life you really want without having to depend or outsource everything. I would say outsource your thinking to other people who, as we all can, you know, sometimes can attest to, don't have your best interests at heart. And I think Better Investing really gives us the opportunity to build a confidence within ourselves to allow us to trust ourselves to say, wait a minute, I can figure this out. Wait a minute, if I can do this SSG, that means I'm an analyst. I have my own analyst estimate that I can put in here. I don't have to go to Yahoo Finance. I don't have to go to Morningstar. You know, I'm looking 5 years out, not just 2 years out. And it's just phenomenal to listen to your story collectively and individually, because I think that the more that we share, especially from the perspective of being everyday people, the more we can invite people to kind of take responsibility and control of their financial future, which is ultimately what I think we all want to do.
I'd like to suggest before we wrap up, and I want to also thank everybody, Lynn is smiling so broadly. I think she might have some comments she'd like to make as closing remarks. Yes, you. So, Lynn, if you want to speak on behalf of everybody to give any kind of closing remarks as we prepare to wrap up the show, and we're going to have some announcements. Thank you.
That's lovely. Thanks, Ann. I just, it is empowering, and it's, I think, more importantly, when you're so full of excitement for something that you've learned, you just, like I said earlier, I think you want to share it with people. And I can talk about my investment clubs all day long with anybody that even sparks some interest. And again, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. I try to tell people that. It's not, and Brad, I think, said earlier, you know, your colleagues at work might say, well, what stock? It's not a stock. It's not something that you can do overnight. It's something that requires a lot of patience and a constant investing. And investing by $30 a month for 25 years in Baker's Dozen. I don't want to say what my portfolio is right now, but I've watched it ebb and flow, so to speak. And I'd like to have a shout out to Cammie at this moment as well. That when the club, Sandy, you did say the club has changed a little bit over the years, the chemistry in our club. And Cammie, you cleaned us up, and it was needed. We were just a nice, neutral, you know, we didn't know each other. And I think some of the girls years and years ago, we were very close. Our children were all friends. And sometimes you didn't want to say things. You didn't want to speak up at a meeting, even though it was a business meeting. And I think, Cammie, my shout out to you is that you keep us on task, and we've gone back to the way we always wanted it to be. It's Better Investing methodology, and it's SSGs. It's tried and true, and it's a system that works. And I'm delighted.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so very much. We want to also make sure we make some announcements. We have our national meeting for Better Investing that is going to be held on October the 21st through the 24th at the Westin Dallas Park Central in Dallas, Texas. The link is in the chat, And for those of you that are watching online in the future, please go to the Better Investing website and you can register there. And we know that because of the situation with the pandemic, a crisis, whatever you want to call it, we traditionally have our meeting in May. Last year, we did our first virtual financial empowerment seminar online. It was phenomenal. And so in support of that investing, and by that, we're going to still host that virtual seminar with support and in conjunction with BIBAP, and that will give us a springboard into October, which will help us generate a lot of interest and support so that we can keep the energy going, especially for newbies, beginners, those individuals that are not at the level that they would like to be and still trying to figure it out. I can just raise my hand and say that's where I was prior to coming to this organization. And so our family has a heart for those individuals, regardless of race, creed, or color. And I cannot think of a better organization in the world other than Better Investing to bring them in prior to them becoming a better investor, if you will. So with that, any other closing comments before we wrap up? Anybody like to make some last words? Eric, Lynn, Cammy, Brad, anybody, Sally, Sandra, anybody would like to make any other closing remarks before we wrap up?
Thank you very much for inviting us to be able to, to be able to talk about our experience with our investment club and what it's meant to us. And we hope that those who are in the audience will also, if they are members of Better Investing, that they too have similar experience with their investment clubs. And for those who aren't members of Better Investing, that hopefully they will consider taking a look at joining an investment club and trying to learn more about it, because it's certainly made a difference in our lives.
Well, Cam, I'm glad you said that, because I have to take a page out of Lynn's book when she gave you some flowers, if you will, and kudos, because as you were talking, I'm remembering all of the pictures we've taken over the years with our youth that we've brought to Better Investing, and also the Money Show, which you, you know, so graciously, you know, have supported us. And I can say to many of the more seasoned, older, Better Investing members, Ione McNeil is, I think, an example of what's possible. She's been involved in the organization since she was 9 years old. And so when we look, well, I'll say this to you, Ione, I'm so very proud of you, because when I look in your face and I listen to you, I am really honored to see what's possible as a result of what Better Investing can do for a family. And I want to encourage all of the listeners, if you have children, never think that they're too young, because when they can ask for money for Wendy's or McDonald's or any of these publicly traded corporations, it's an excellent opportunity to get a piggy bank. That's what we did with Ione from second grade. We got a piggy bank. We had to put the coins in a piggy bank. We took the piggy bank to the bank. And from the bank, we slowly began to buy her shares through Better Investing drips and all of these low cost. You see what I mean? And so now here we are now over 25 plus years later. And we are sharing the love, if you will, to so many other families, because this is, I believe it is the equalizer. So it doesn't matter, and I think Sally said it very well, it doesn't matter your gender, your race, your creed, your orientation, none of that matters. And I believe that Better Investing has leveled that for everybody. And so I just want to thank all of you for joining us, and we will continue to do this, and want to also remind you to, like Lynn said, just share. Please continue to share the love of Better Investing. And with that, Everybody, we're going to see all of you. Please continue to join us. We're here every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to share and like and a hashtag MyInvestingStory. And you can pick up all of the stories that we've posted so far. All right. Thank you, and everybody. Have a good evening. All right.
Thank you, Amy.
All right. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.